Sports with Sue Wright, the Chevy product manager for the Chevy Traverse. This week on the Tech of Sports, we're going to be talking with Sue Wright from the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's apps for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and all the other apps where you can get all your favorite Modern Life shows all preloaded and ready to go. And the Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. The North American Auto Show wrapped up its 2017 run last week in Detroit. Lots of announcements, tons of things going on. Much of the news this year about American cars, and especially from Chevrolet. So Chevy continues to build up its lineup. They have a great new 2018 Traverse. We're going to be talking about that tonight with the product manager for this vehicle, Sue Wright. It's a crossover for families, for individuals, sporty, like I said, a mid-size SUV, and they had a big press conference to talk about it. But Sue is here to give us some more information about the Chevy Traverse. We're happy to have her, and it's going to be a great episode of the Tech of Sports in this pre-recorded interview that I did. So Sue Wright, Chevy Traverse on the Tech of Sports. Thanks for joining me today, Sue. And it looks like the auto show is exceeding expectations and a lot going on, especially with you guys.
Oh, it's been crazy, all in a good way.
Yeah, it looks like it. And you're a product manager for the Traverse, and it looks, in a word, stunning.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Yeah, we've done a ton of work on it. It's a whole new redesign model for us, a whole new look. It's got style and purpose inside and out.
This was kind of a new category maybe a few years ago, but it's really taken on. This is kind of aimed at maybe a family or people that travel in groups, and it really looks sleek. And Chevy's really offering this kind of now for the masses a little bit. I think this product category has really taken on.
Oh, it's a very steady market, this mid-SUV category, and this vehicle is definitely designed for families or for customers that want to carry 6 to 8 people, and the Traverse continues with the ability to carry 6. But even though, you know, their families can carry a lot of people, they also want to have a sense of style about them. So that's what's wonderful about this new vehicle, that provides both a purpose and a style.
We're talking to Sue Wright about the 2018 Chevy Traverse. She's at the Detroit Auto Show. Like you said, it carries up to 8 without really sacrificing cargo space. That's maybe something we've seen with other vehicles like this, and also a real safe vehicle.
Yeah, the new Traverse continues to have best-in-class cargo room. Even though, it's been redesigned, it continues with that claim. And it also has the best third-row leg room and passenger volume.
Yeah, as somebody who's 6'3", I always look for that leg room. Let's talk about technology here for a minute. Some new connected technology. We're seeing this on cars. You guys, no exception. 4G, LTE, Wi-Fi in the comfortable vehicle. So technology now has become not really an option. It's become a must.
That's correct. We have all that new technology. We've also have USB charging in all 3 rows. You have a minimum of 6 USB charging stations and up to 7. We also have wireless charging on our up-level models, and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto is standard on everything, as well as the 4G LTE.
And I just got back from CES in Las Vegas, and kind of voice activation was kind of a big thing this year. Where do you guys stand on voice activation?
Oh, yeah, we continue to improve our voice activation and voice recognition. This new vehicle has extra microphones to make that a more seamless transition. We also, on our base radios with the Bring Your Own Media, allow voice control through the mobile device. So in every situation, you'll be able to safely use your infotainment system without having to take your hands off the wheel.
When I looked at some of the information sent over, one number may be a little shocking to me. A starting price less than $29,000, that's kind of unheard of now for something, a vehicle with this many features and this quality of vehicle.
Yeah, so we haven't announced our official pricing, but okay. We'll do that as it gets closer to production, and we're expecting these vehicles to be available at the end of the summer. So you'll hear more on pricing to come.
Yeah, that may have been the 2017 model. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And apps are everywhere. The My Chevrolet mobile app is one of the best ones I've tested out. It's a pretty complete and really well-designed app. And kind of give a little teaser to the listeners of kind of what that app all does.
Yeah, that's definitely a space that we are developing. You know, we actually have a whole team of people that work on the Global Connect features and the applications to make things easier for our customer and to stay up with the current technology out there.
How hard is it to keep moving forward with the current technology? It's moving pretty quickly, so your engineers and your developers have to really stay on top of things.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important for us to leave things reconfigurable as much as possible, so it doesn't require hardware changes to keep up with the times. That's why one of the benefits of 4G LTE is going to be to allow us to do over-the-air downloads for the areas that we seem appropriate when they're ready to do it. It allows us to change things on the fly without having customers to have to come to the dealer.
So updates pushed constantly, new updates to the vehicle, and maybe the owners don't even really have to worry about that. It just kind of happens.
Probably we will, make sure that they accept the update and know what it's all about before it happens, and we'll be very judicious on what we update.
It's kind of an exciting time in our country right now, and a bunch of changes going on. But one thing that hasn't changed over the last few years, I've contended there's never been a better time to be in an American car. They're being made so well. Like you said, the technology's at the top of the list, and it's just really maybe not the golden age of American cars like we had years and decades ago, but it's really, really a solid time to be an American car owner right now.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Matter of fact, the Traverse we're talking about, we're here at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and we produce this vehicle right down the street at our Lansing Delta Township plant. So a lot of excitement here about this new product.
And how do you guys judge, before the vehicle comes out, how do you judge the excitement? Do you see your workers on the line? Do you see the designers and engineers? Can you tell when they're really excited about a new vehicle?
Oh, absolutely. There is so much passion around this vehicle. I mean, up front, early on, we do a lot of outside clinics and research with consumers that don't really even know what this product is going to be.
Right.
Their reaction. But it's just complemented with the employees' enthusiasm, the engineers working on it, the designers, and it's just confirmed with the press reaction we've received in the last couple of days.
Yeah, when I've been up in Detroit, I've seen those cars with the kind of the covers on them. We're driving around there that you can't really tell, or you kind of wonder what they are. As we wrap up here, Sue, great job. Kind of give an overview again of the 2018 Traverse, when it's coming out, and anything else you can reveal about it.
Yeah, so the all-new Traverse is going to be available probably dealership probably late summer. It's all new. It has a bold and refined new look. It has new technology. It's got best-in-class cargo space, third row, leg room, passenger carrying capability. But it does all this, delivers it all with a sense of style, and it's a vehicle that I think the owners will be very proud to drive. We also are going to offer a couple new models that we don't currently have, an RS, which is more of a sporty look, and a High Country, which is even a more premium look. So we'll be broadening the customer base, and I think everyone's going to be able to find a vehicle that appeals to them.
It sounds like expanding the customer base for sure. I'm looking forward to trying one out. And this is really, like you said, a hot product category, this midsize SUV, and this looks like it takes it to another level.
Yes, we're very excited, very optimistic.
So just great to have Sue Wright on from Chevy talking about the 2018 Chevy Traverse this week on the Tech of Sports. She went over a bunch of the specs, information, and then great talk about American cars in general. So great to have Sue on. Just want to let you know, if you're doing any shopping this spring, winter on Amazon, you can go to our studio affiliate link. It's modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your needs. It's just great to wrap up here on the Tech of Sports. Check out all the other shows on the Modern Life Podcast Network, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. And that's it for the Tech of Sports this week. Thanks to Sue Wright. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.